Thank you for calling Evan's Handyman Co. How can we help you?
Hey, Evan. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, Tina. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was just following up. I hadn't heard from your wife, and we're still having trouble processing the payment. I know you said that she got some new cards.
Yeah, you won't be able to process it until she'll have to call and give you the new information.
Yeah, so I just wanted to give you a heads up that the account is past due for $199, but come August 12th, it'll reoccur to $398, and that continues to do so until this settles. So, and that's just...
What do you mean $398? What's that?
So in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agree to an automatic renewal each month on the 12th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there is a $199 past due balance from July 12th. But if it doesn't settle, there will be another $199 that reoccurs for August 12th. And that continues to do so until this settles. So one thing I can do to help you guys out on the back end is if she, or when I should say she gets to the payment, what I could then do is push the next billing out 30 days just to prevent you from getting two payments that are so close together or something like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I know. That's fine.
Yes, I'll put a note in here that I'll do that just so that, you know, you get the equal amount of time on the back end. Is there a number that, Lindy, I could reach her at so that we could get this taken care of? Or?
No, she'll reach out to you. You know, what's your direct number?
It's the same Local Splash number, which is 877-635-6225, but my extension is 777. So when you call the toll-free number for Local Splash, if you put in 777, it'll ring directly to my desk. And my name again
Perfect.
Is Tina.
Tina. Okay, Tina, you got it.
Okay, sounds good. All right, in the meantime, if I don't talk to you again, have a nice weekend coming up, too.
Absolutely, Tina. Okay, and then real quick, Tina. My wife, she's had to call up a few, she's pregnant as well, so all over the place.
Oh, congratulations.
Here. But
that's cool.
Thank you so much. Yeah, August 21st, so it's coming up soon.
Wow, yeah, that's awesome.
So she's called like 15 places to redo the card stuff because all of our automatic stuff's coming out of these accounts.
Right.
She's in the process of doing that. I'll double check. I'll make sure to resend this over to her, for you guys and stuff. But so the 12th would be the next payment though, right?
So right now, and then
the 12th would be there.
Right. Yeah. So right now you're just past due for the July 12th payment, but, the billing stays on the 12th if we don't hear from you. But once we do hear from you, I'm going to manually adjust the next one 30 days out once it pays. One thing, I don't know if you got the notification, but they did get your Google Business page with the 100-plus reviews reinstated. So that's positive, too.
Yeah.
So I'm sure
that's huge.
Yeah, I'm sure they already told you. I saw the note in here, and I just wanted to verify it. So, yeah, good for you. You guys are doing great in that reviews department, and I'm happy that we got that reinstated for you. That's awesome.
Absolutely. You know what? And I'm going to be honest with you. What was your name again?
My name's Tina.
Tina. Okay, Tina. So Tina, that was the biggest thing. You know, I'd been trying for like a month to try to get that back on. And then when I talked to the rep that called, he said, hey, we can really help you with this stuff. And you guys really did. Honestly, you really did. And I really appreciate that. But yeah, so we're going to call. We're going to, she's going to pay and catch up on that. It's literally just because the card came off. But in addition to that, you know, let's see here. So I know you guys are huge on ranking and things like that. You know, we do have the biggest problem for us was that we couldn't get through to Google, right? So we needed help with that.
Of course. They're
really
difficult to get a hold of if you don't have a contact there. Absolutely.
Yes, exactly. So that was really, really great. So Zoe's going to call and pay that, but I'll make sure that before the 12th, we know if we're going to stick with it or not. You know what I mean? Because part of the thing was we already ranked number one on Google, right? Because we have 100 reviews. We have a lot of great organic stuff going on. We just couldn't handle dealing with freaking Google. And so when I spoke to the gentleman, he said, you guys could take care of all that, and that would, and you guys did an amazing job. I spoke directly with, James there.
Yeah.
I don't know
he's
if you know
awesome.
James.
Yeah, James, he's in the verification department. He's awesome. Yeah.
Badass. Really, really, really cool. And that helps us tremendously. But I don't know if we're gonna, stick with the program here. And again, it's not, this literally is a card issue, but, I'm glad you told me about the 12th thing, so I need to make a decision before the 12th. But if you could help me a little bit, you know, my thing is, you know, we already organically rank number one, right?
Yes.
So the thing I missed a little bit is, you know, to stay at, you know, what are we, if I'm already ranking right there and doing that, what's the purpose? You know, of sticking with Splash. Yeah, because, I mean, I know what you guys do, but we already rank there. You know, we're not struggling with that. We were struggling with getting freaking Google back on. But anyway, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts on that are, with the package that you have, it boils down to about, what, $6 a day, right? And Google changes the algorithms daily. It happens 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So you guys have been very blessed to rank strong based on just 100 plus reviews, right? But that's not the only factor. And as you know, your Google business page was taken down for some, you know, unbeknownst reason, and Google does that sometimes. So if you keep our services on a day-to-day basis, you can rest assured that every time a new algorithm update comes in, even if it happens 5 or 6 times in that day, you have a team of technicians here that's constantly going in, updating your information, refreshing the data to align with the algorithm updates, and that's how we ensure that the page never goes blank and that you never fall off the first page. And, you know, some people say, you know, for $6 a day, I'm saving a lot more money in my own time spent. Because even if you found that some algorithm update caused your page to come down and then you had to spend 10 hours researching it, I mean, 10 hours being out in the field, you know, servicing one of your clients is going to, you know, is going to be like a lot, cost you a lot more than just $6 for the whole day to ensure that this gets taken care of naturally every day. You know what I mean? So,
absolutely.
Yeah, if I were you, I would keep it. Plus, when you have Google certified technicians doing the programming as opposed to just hoping that it stays there organically, what happens is sometimes people tell me, hey, I'm getting better results because now I'm spider webbing out into surrounding areas, or I'm getting a larger radius, or, you know, so sometimes just because we're the best of the best at what we do, of course you're on the first page, but sometimes you might start showing up for more keywords that you weren't before, you know, because let's say right now it's handyman near me. Maybe, you know, you'll start ranking for if someone puts in that they need, you know, electrical help, or if they need a toilet replaced, or, you know, some of those keywords that we have, that's what they're constantly working on to get you better placement in those as well.
Gotcha. So it's a little multifaceted there. That makes sense.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, I appreciate you explaining that to me a little bit. You know, this is definitely stuff I don't really understand, so
yeah.
I appreciate you explaining that to me.
Yeah, I mean, you've definitely done great work in the past with your reviews, and I don't have to tell you how to boost that. I know they sent you the review generator email before, but you guys have that part down pat, so good for you. And, you know, it's commendable for you and your wife doing that. So,
Thank you.
Do you know if the little one is a boy or a girl, or are you going to be surprised?
Little boy. Yeah, little boy.
Oh, that's so nice. I like boys. Yeah. They're fun. I have 3 girls and 1 boy. They're all grown now, but my son is absolutely the best at doing all the stuff that I don't have time and I don't care to do on the weekends. So, for instance, last week, Mom, can I take the car and get an oil change? You know, by all means. Oh, I noticed that the windshield needs to replace. I have a glass guy. Can I take it? And he spent 2 days, like, just doing all of that, like, legwork for our cars that, like, I have no interest in doing on the weekend. You know, I always tell him, oh, it's so nice to have a son. I'm so happy. And then he says, he's like, that makes me feel good when you say that, Mom. And I'm like, well, it is. Like, it's just a different dynamic. My girls, I absolutely love and I cherish and I wouldn't trade them for the world, but it is a different dynamic. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I have a little baby girl. She's 2 years old and
I love it.
First boy's on the way. So yeah, it's We're excited, man. That's for sure. We're definitely excited.
They call that the millionaire's dream, having a girl and a boy, right? Back to back. Now you have one of each. That's awesome.
That's right. We can either stop or continue. So I don't know. We'll have to talk about it.
Yeah, either way, you have kind of the best of both worlds. So yeah, you're good for now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. I'm going to go ahead and forward this again to my wife, and she'll get on the horn with you guys and get us caught up. Okay.
Okay, no problem. I enjoyed talking to you. Have a nice weekend, Evan.
Absolutely. You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye.